Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your phone rings, it could be anyone, someone calling from the other side of the country. But what if technology can connect us farther than that? What if it can connect us to those on the other side? Well, according to the stories you're about to hear, it can. Today's episode, we're talking 3 true and chilling calls from beyond. Stories that'll leave you questioning everything. Story number 1, this is something strange. My family is really close. I have 2 older brothers who are close in age. We have a lot in common, and their friends are my friends. My oldest brother, Jeremy, had a close friend named Joe. Joe was always around the house and had a big personality, and also a very distinctive voice. The kind of guy you knew was around. Sadly, Joe got sick and his health went downhill fast, and he died not long after. We were all devastated. He was young and vibrant, and now he was gone. Joe's death affected Jeremy a lot. My brother Matt and I were also deeply saddened. A few weeks after Joe died, the phone rang, and Matt answered, "Hello?" After a few moments, the voice on the other end of the phone said, "Hey Matt, it's Joe. Is Jeremy home? Something really strange seems to be going on." Matt freaked out. This was Joe. Matt couldn't think of what to say, so he just said, "No, he's not. I'm sorry." The phone line then went dead. He checked the caller ID and it read, "Out of area." Matt thought someone was playing a disturbing prank. He dialed *69, which on landlines would dial the number that just called you right back. But the call seemed to come from nowhere, and they were never able to trace it. They never got another call from Joe again, but the event has left us dumbfounded. To this day, we have no explanation. Story number 2. This is who answered the phone. I was staying in a cottage with 6 friends in North Wales for the weekend. The cottage was owned by my best friend's grandfather in a pretty isolated location. It was a 3-bedroom double property, pretty basic, and all of us were here for Easter weekend. We spent most of our time lazying around and visiting local spots of interest. One Saturday morning, we decided to head out to the local market and stopped at a pub on the way back. While sitting at the pub eating lunch, a few other friends of ours who were staying in a nearby town walked into the pub and said, "Oh, we're glad you guys are still here. Happy we didn't miss you." We didn't tell them that we were stopping at this pub. We asked, "How on earth did you know that we were here?" They said they had phoned the cottage where we were staying, and the lady that answered the phone told them. But there was no one else staying at that cottage. No cleaning ladies, no other guests tied to the cottage. So who answered the phone? I spent the remainder of our time there sleeping with the hall lights on and haven't gone back since. Story number 3. This is Keep It. A woman worked for the Department of Social Services, and her job was to send out checks for emergency services. She was going about her day and had just issued a check for $100 to one of her clients for utilities. She was able to close out the file when her phone rang. On the phone was that woman whom the check was issued to. On the line, the woman sounded very vague, but said, "I won't be needing that $100 after all." The call then ended. The woman said, "Okay," marked it in her file, and went about her day. Later that night, at home, she was reading the newspaper when she saw the obituary for the woman that she talked with on the phone earlier that day. That woman had died the day before. So just remember, next time your phone rings, it could be anyone, from anywhere, this side or the other. Until next episode, I'm Avery Ross.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.